This is an MUT Radio podcast. MUT Radio News.
Your headlines are this hour. Nature Conservation Department at MUT collaborates with Umngeni Water to discuss climate change challenges. And the eThekwini Municipality Mayor says corruption should be reported to police and not the council. It's 1 minute after 10 o'clock. Good morning. The Department of Nature Conservation, in collaboration with Umngeni Water and Mtsinzi Nature Reserve, have hosted a seminar titled The Effect of Climate Change on Water Resources. Dr. Thanda Mbanjwa, a lecturer in the department, says the event marked a significant milestone in the ongoing efforts to address the pressing challenges posed by climate change, particularly its impact on water resources, a critical issue for communities in South Africa and beyond. According to Dr. Mbanjwa, climate change is one of the most urgent global issues of the 21st century, categorized by rising temperatures, shifting weather patterns, and increasing frequency of extreme weather events. One of the significant outcomes of the seminar was the proposal to develop a memorandum of understanding between MUT, Umngeni Water, and Mtsinzi Nature Reserve. In other news, eThekwini Mayor Cyril Xaba says corruption and maladministration allegations against the city should be directed at the city council. Xaba was speaking during the Exco sitting on Tuesday. He says matters of corruption should be reported to the police. It's in response to a letter sent to Xaba by KZN Corporative Governance MEC to Lasizwe Buthelezi last week, alleging whistleblowers had reported the city for fraud and statutory non-compliance. eThekwini is under a Section 154 intervention, which is meant to provide government support in the running of the metro. A presidential eThekwini working group also provides support to the city, and Xaba says he's yet to see evidence to support the allegations.
Aware of any fraud being committed in the city, we do have CIIU that investigates such matters of such allegations. But if they feel uncomfortable, they can report that information.
And finally, convicted rapist and murderer Thabo Bester's bid for laptop access has been denied, with the Pretoria High Court striking the matter off the roll due to a lack of urgency. Bester, who escaped from the Mangaung Correctional Centre in 2022, argued that he needed the device to prepare for his upcoming deportation case and criminal trial. He claimed that accessing a government press briefing which elaborated on the reasons for his deportation from Tanzania last year was vital to his defense. The state has, however, objected to the request as a security risk, saying it might enable him to orchestrate another escape. In a lengthy rant before the court on Tuesday, Bester described the decision not to grant him laptop access as a violation of his constitutional rights.
Issue and said to the court, because I cannot get a motion. And all I am asking the court is to consider these facts, and also, Your Honor, taking into consideration that the respondents argue that my application has no basis on the basis that I have numerous access to court. Your Honor, I am before this court, but as I've explained, and as the register and numerous correspondents that are to this application proves that it was a struggle to get before this court. Now, I am fighting for my life when I am going against 7 departments of government. Now, regardless, I am not Thabo Bester or Thabo Bester, but the law says that we are all equal. Now, I deserve same access. I deserve the same amount of protection from the law. And right now,
recap of your top story this hour. The Department of Nature Conservation, in collaboration with Umngeni Water and Mtsinzi Nature Reserve, recently collaborated to address the pressing challenges posed by climate change. That is all for me for now. For MUT News, signing out for this hour, I'm Slindile Ngobese.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.